The story is called The Crystal Rooster, a folk story from Italy, retold by Jacqueline Thorpe. Once, a rooster was walking along a road. When he found a letter, he opened it and read,
"Crystal rooster, crystal hen, countess, goose, sister, duck, goldfinch, birdie, come to Tum Thumb's wedding."
So the rooster set off. Soon he met the hen.
"Where are you going?"
clucked the hen.
"I'm going to Tum Thumb's wedding."
"May I come too?"
"If your name is on the list,"
said the rooster. He opened the letter and read,
"Crystal rooster, crystal hen, yes, your name is on the list. You can come."
Yay. So the rooster and the hen set off again. Soon they met the goose.
"Where are you going?"
said the goose.
"We are going to Tum Thumb's wedding."
"May I come too?"
"If your name is on the list,"
said the rooster. He opened the letter and read,
"Crystal rooster, crystal hen, countess, goose, yes, you're on the list. You can come."
So the rooster and the hen and the goose set off again. Soon they met the duck.
"Where are you going, quack quack?"
said the duck.
"We're going to Tum Thumb's wedding,"
said the goose.
"May I come too?"
"If your name is on the list,"
said the rooster. He opened the letter and read,
"Crystal rooster, crystal hen, countess, goose, sister, duck, yes, you're on the list. You can come."
Yay!
So the rooster and the hen and the goose set and the duck set off again. Soon they met the goldfinch.
"Where are you going?"
asked the goldfinch.
"We're going to Tum Thumb's wedding,"
said the duck.
"May I come too?"
"If your name is on the list,"
said the rooster. He opened the letter and read,
"Crystal rooster, crystal hen, countess goose, sister duck, goldfinch birdie, yes, you're on the list. You can come."
So the rooster and the hen and the goose and the duck and the goldfinch set off again. Soon they met the wolf.
"Where are you going?"
said the wolf.
"We are going to Tum Thumb's wedding,"
said the goldfinch.
"May I come too?"
"If your name is on the list,"
said the rooster. He opened the letter, but the wolf was not on the list.
Dun, dun, dun.
But I want to come,"
said the wolf. They were too afraid to say no. So the rooster and the hen and the goose set off again. And the goldfinch set off again.
"I am hungry."
"I have nothing to give you,"
said the rooster.
"Then I shall eat you."
They went on and the wolf said again,
"I am hungry."
"I have nothing to give you,"
clucked the hen.
"I shall eat you then,"
said the wolf, and he did. And a little further on, he ate the goose and the duck.
Quack, quack.
Now there was only the goldfinch left. They went on, and soon the wolf said,
"I am hungry."
"I have nothing to give you,"
said the goldfinch.
"Then I shall eat you,"
said the wolf. But the goldfinch perched on his head, and the wolf could not catch her. The goldfinch hopped on his tail, and the wolf could not catch her. She jumped branch to branch, and the wolf could not catch her. Just then, the goldfinch saw an old woman coming down the road. On her head was a basket of food for the farmer and his sons. The goldfinch said,
"Leave me alone and you can have the food in the basket. When the woman sees me, she will put the basket down. She will try to catch me and then you can take the food."
The woman came up and put the basket down. She tried to catch the goldfinch. The
Come
wolf
here.
Started to eat the food in the basket. The wolf saw the wolf. The woman saw the wolf.
"Help, help,"
she screamed, and the farmer and his sons came running. They jumped on the wolf and axes and killed him. Out from his inside came Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Crystal Rooster,
Crystal Hen,
Auntie Goose,
and Sister Duck Quack Quack.
Then with Goldfinch Birdie, they all went off to the wedding.
Hooray!
The end.